Hearing from Arasikacharya by Swami Biji Narasingha. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur has mentioned that one should first come to the stage of anartha nivritti before attempting to hear the Rasalila topics. This article begins with a question. Is it true that to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one should hear from a Arasikacharya, or a spiritual master advanced in relishing mellows of pure devotion, on the level of Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur? Swami Narasingha answers, one who has lived in either Vrindavan or Navadvip for some time knows that the Sahajya section is quite fond of this sort of explanation, but such emphasis is not entirely fact. It is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Acharyera Mataye Se Matasar Tandra Agya Langichale Se Ta Asar. Translation: the order of the spiritual master is the active principle in spiritual life. Anyone who disobeys the order of the spiritual master immediately becomes useless. Devotees who know the science of Krishna consciousness have accepted the above verse as conclusive. This verse states the active principle in spiritual life, the key to spiritual advancement. If one pleases the spiritual master, then one very quickly advances in Krishna consciousness. But if one displeases the spiritual master by neglecting his order, then one becomes asar, or useless. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita verse, Vyavasayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana, states that it is the duty of a disciple to strictly follow the orders of his spiritual master. Vishvanath writes as follows, the instructions that my Gurudev has given me about Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. of Sri Bhagavan are my very sadhana, my very sadhya, and my very life. I am unable to relinquish them in either the sadhana stage or in sadhya. My single desire and only engagement is to follow them. Besides this, I have no other desire or engagement, even in my dreams. There is no loss for me, whether by following these instructions I attain happiness or misery, or whether my material life is destroyed or not. This is the open secret of success for advancement in spiritual life. One must have firm faith in the orders of the spiritual master and follow his orders wholeheartedly. The Vedas also confirm, Yasya deve para bhaktir, yata deve tata guru, tasya ite katita hyarta, prakashante mahatmanah. Translation: to one who has staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the secret of success in Vedic knowledge is revealed. It appears that many devotees are now confused about the process of advancement in Krishna consciousness, and think that simply by hearing Rasalila from a so-called Rasika Guru that all their troubles will vanish. Perhaps this is an attractive proposal for those who are merely sentiment mongers, but the serious candidate in Krishna consciousness should know that sooner or later, such discussion of Rasalila in an unqualified assembly certainly leads to full-fledged Sahajyaism. To support their claims of righteousness in hearing Rasalila, the so-called Rasika Gurus of the sentiment mongers like to quote the following Bhagavatam verse in support of their speculation. Vikriditam vrajavadubir idam cha Vishnu shadanvito nushrunayad atavarna yadhyah bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhyakamam hridrogam ashva pahino tyachirena diraha. Translation: a transcendentally sober person who, with faith and love, continuously hears from a realized soul about the activities of Lord Krishna in his rasa dance with the gopis, or one who describes such activities, can attain full transcendental devotional service at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, lusty material desires, which are the heart disease of all materialistic persons, are for him quickly and completely vanquished. The statement made here, Shadanvita, is that one who has full faith will attain the Lord's pure devotional service by hearing and chanting the Lord's pastimes with the young gopis. While commenting on this verse, Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti Thakur has mentioned that one should first come to the stage of anartha nivritti before attempting to hear the rasa-lila topics. It is sometimes taken that shradanvita, or full faith, means anartha nivritti, the stage of being free from misconception and unwanted disturbances in the heart. In that stage, one achieves bhaktim param bhagavati, pure devotional service, and hridrogam, the disease of the heart, is vanquished forever. When Krishna kills a demon, that demon gets liberation, and whenever Krishna performs his pastimes of love, the perverted form of love, namely lust in the heart of the living entity, is also vanquished. Yet hearing the rasa-lila of Krishna and his intimate love affairs with the gopis is never recommended as a method of practice, or sadhana, by anyone who actually knows the science of Krishna. Krishna killed many demons before he manifested his pastimes of love with the gopis. According to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the demons killed by Krishna represent various demoniac tendencies in the hearts of the living entities. Trinavarta represents the personification of argument. Vatsasura represents the form of boyhood offenses. Bakasura represents the personification of cheating religion. Agasura represents the form of cruelty. Denukasura represents the ass of blunt judgment. Kaliya represents the personification of malice. And Pralambasura represents the personification of impersonalism. All these demons were killed by Krishna. Therefore, one should first rid one's heart of those demoniac tendencies before attempting to hear the love affairs of Radha and Krishna. It is only logical. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has mentioned in his Bhagavatam commentary that unless one is freed from material sex desire, one should not read or hear topics past the second canto of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada writes as follows, "So purification means getting free gradually from sex desire, and this is attained by meditation on the person of the Lord as described herein, beginning from the feet. One should not try to go upwards artificially without seeing for himself how much he has been released from the sex desire." The smiling face of the Lord is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and there are many upstarts who at once try to begin with the 10th canto, and especially with the 5 chapters that delineate the rasa-lila of the Lord. This is certainly improper. By such improper study or hearing of Bhagavatam, the material opportunists have played havoc by indulgence in sex life in the name of Bhagavatam. This vilification of Bhagavatam is rendered by the acts of the so-called devotees. One should be free from all kinds of sex desire before he tries to make a show of recital of Bhagavatam. Sri Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur clearly defines the import of purification as cessation from sex indulgence. He says, "Yatha yatha dish chashudyati vishaya lampatyam tyajati tatha tatha dharayad iti chitta shuddhi taratam yenaiva dhyana taratam yam muktam." Translation: and as one gets free from the intoxication of sex indulgence by purification of intelligence, one should step forward for the next meditation. Or in other words, the progress of meditation on the different limbs of the transcendental body of the Lord should be enhanced in proportion to the progress of purification in the heart. The conclusion is that those who are still entrapped by sex indulgence should never progress to meditation above the feet of the Lord. Therefore, recital of Srimad Bhagavatam by them should be restricted to the first and second cantos of the great literature. One must complete the purification process by assimilating the contents of the first 9 cantos. Then one should be admitted into the realm of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was also told to us by Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was very strict about reading or hearing even the baby pastimes of Krishna. What to speak of reading or hearing the amorous pastimes of the Lord with the gopis. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as a method of practice, never recommended such things. Therefore, we find that the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur never indulged in such matters in the course of their preaching activities. Higher topics were always reserved for the most qualified devotees of the Lord. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna were never taken to the public or to the ears of the neophyte devotees. There is actually no difference between purely chanting Hare Krishna and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, save and except that chanting the holy name is the safer position. Therefore, it is advised that one should hear the holy name of Krishna. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj was also fond of saying, "Take full shelter of the holy name of Krishna, and there will be less commotion and more promotion." Just consider, if while still subject to sex desire, one tries to hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but fails to control the mind, and at that point allows some unwholesome thought to enter, then a great offense will be committed. We have heard from Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridharev Goswami Maharaj that when such an offense is committed against the Leela of the Supreme Lord, the guardians of that plane will take note and the offender may be barred from entering there forever. Certainly this should be taken very seriously. To save us from such an unfortunate end, the recommended process to achieve purification is Krishna Kirtan, or chanting the holy name, and not Smaranam, or the process of remembrance of Leelas. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Jiva Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Prabhupada, and many other stalwarts have all given stress to Kirtan as the most effective process for this age. From the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Kaler dosha nide rajan asti heko mahanguna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajet. Translation: the age of Kali, the repository of all evils, has but one glorious characteristic. In this age, those who simply chant the holy name of Krishna are liberated and reach the Supreme Lord. Another verse from Bhagavatam states, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Param. Translation: Krishna's holy name can relieve us from all undesirable sinfulness, all filthy characteristics, and all miseries. Let us all bow down to him. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, Bhajanera Madhya Shishta Navavidha Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti Tara Madhya Sarvashreshta Nama Sankirtana Niraparadhe Nama Laile Paya Prema Dhana. Translation: of all forms of divine service, nine forms are superior, which with great potency bestow upon devotees love of Krishna and their personal relationship with him. And of the nine, the best is Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. By offenselessly taking the holy name, the treasure of love for the Lord is attained. Not only is the process of kirtan recommended by Shastra, all other forms of devotional practice are subservient to kirtan. It is stated in Bhakti Sandarbha, Yadyapyanya bhakti kalo kartavya tada kirtanakya bhakti samyogena eva. Translation: in the Kali Yuga, of the nine basic forms of devotional practices, the forms other than kirtan certainly should be practiced, but they must be conducted subserviently to kirtan. It may be argued that unless the holy name is chanted purely, it will not have any effect, whereas the pastimes of the Lord are immediately relishable and purifying. But this is a faulty argument. Even before the holy name is chanted purely, it has a purifying effect. Namabhas is the stage of chanting before Shuddhanam, or pure chanting, is reached. Continuous chanting during the stage of Namabhas gradually gives us promotion to Shuddhanam. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord are supramundane and cannot be understood or relished by the mundane mind and senses, which are covered with lust. Thinking of Radha and Krishna when one is still a conditioned soul, what to speak of when one is suffering from sex desire, is more or less a dreamy thing. That is to say that such so-called neophyte meditation has no actual touch with the plane of reality in which Radha and Krishna are situated. In other words, coming in contact with the Leela of Radha and Krishna is not a thing of this world. One must cross many lower planes before coming to the transcendental platform. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated, Upajya badilata brahmanda bhediyai, virajha brahmaloke bedi paravyomapai, tabejai tadupari golok brindavan, krishna charana kalpa vrikshe kariyarohan. Translation: The creeper of devotion is born and grows to pierce the wall of the universe. It crosses the Viraja river and the Brahman plain, and reaches to the Vaikuntha plain. Then it grows further up to Goloka Vrindavan, finally reaching to embrace the wish-yielding tree of Krishna's lotus feet. This is the death blow to the sentiment mongers. They want Rasa Lila, which is situated in the highest plane of divinity, but they want that experience through intellectual adjustment, not by paying the actual price. In the language of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, such persons are known as Pukura Kuriwale, pond thieves. We find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes become absorbed in thoughts of the Leela of Krishna. When the Lord came in contact with that plane of consciousness, he manifested ecstatic symptoms, such as trembling, faltering of the voice, and becoming unconscious. He would sometimes sweat blood, and his limbs would sometimes contract within his body. The Lord manifested these symptoms as a result of coming in connection with the transcendental plane. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj used to say, only we are to conjecture the ideal, but if we think that we have got that, it is finished. We have got something else. It is such a thing, adhoksaja. Any force of our mind or intelligence can never catch it. Avan manasagochara. It exists, transcending our mental speculation and also the consideration of our judiciousness, but still it exists. Purification of the mind and senses is required if we want to progress to the transcendental plane, and that purification is most substantially achieved by taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna. That was the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheto dharpanam arjanam bhava maha dhava agni nirvapanam shera kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Translation: Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living beings. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Some gentleman has written in a recent publication that anyone who says that we should not listen to the narration of Krishna Leela with the gopis is certainly an atheist. But if we were to follow that line of thinking, then even the Mahajanas, or great devotees, would have to be considered atheistic. The fact is that those with high regard for divinity always deal with divinity with the greatest caution, such that offense should not be committed. The neophytes should therefore not concern themselves with the narration of the Leelas of Krishna as much as they should concern themselves with the holy name of Krishna. One should first surrender to the holy name, and if one is a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master, he should first concern himself or herself with the instructions of that spiritual master. That is the way of advancement in Krishna consciousness.